This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to the fourth and final hour of the Bob Rose Show. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Ooh, yeah, that feels good. 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I said, that feels good, and Ed was not touching me, just for the record. Ed Belarski is here, General Manager, CEO of GRU. Welcome, and good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, I did want to give you a hug, though, when I heard about your little medical incident, just to see you back in the saddle again.
Thank you so much.
It does my heart well. And I do want to extend some best wishes from all your fans at GRU.
Right on.
There's many people that listen to your show and enjoy the commentary with Greg as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I know you reached out to me personally, and I appreciate that as well. Look, we've talked about it before, but a quick reset for those not in the know. GRU is municipally owned. The city of Gainesville owns GRU, the utility company. And for years, they were touted and pointed to as, that's how you do it. They were doing it right. And it was a great example of a municipally run utility. And I moved here about 23 years ago, and that's when I think things kind of began to change, and I would say went downhill from there. So, Ed, you give us a kind of a timeline and push us along here.
Yeah. Thanks for the intro on that. There's a lot of folks in town that aren't aware of the history of GRU. 100-year-old municipal-owned utility. We were the flagship of state municipal utilities. Low-cost, sold our excess power. Then the 2000s hit, and the green agenda promoted solar feed-in tariffs, which forced GRU to pay 10 times the amount of electricity rates to folks that put solar arrays on their
homes.
10
times the rate, okay.
10 times. That cost us something like $75 million. Since they first were enacted in 2006, money coming out of the customers' pockets. We got engaged in a biomass contract that set us back to the tune of $2.5 billion. You can't absorb those types of ill-advised contracts and arrangements without it having an impact on the customer. And that changed the direction of the utility. I wasn't here until 2015, and by that time, GRU had had bond rating reductions. I was literally brought on board to see if I could get out of the biomass contract. It was 30 years, $2.5 billion, and it was costing us $75 million a year, whether the plant ran or not.
Mm.
It was virtually the worst contract in North America.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you would not have to be a trained attorney to realize this was absolutely a one-sided contract.
It was a unilateral ironclad contract that we had three attorneys tell us that we couldn't break. So I negotiated out of that contract, saved us about $1 billion. But that's still another billion or more that we still had to pay over the future. So rather than reduce the appetite at City Hall, we have a little thing called a general fund transfer. Profits from GRU go to the city.
Which years and years ago was not an issue.
No, it's something. It's why they have a municipal utility.
Right, it was profitable.
Right. But from 2018 until 2021, the city took $68 million more than the utility made. I mean, let that sink in.
$68 million more than they had in profits.
Right. So
$68 million in the red just to put to the city coffers. Money that really literally didn't really exist.
We had to take it out of reserves and fill those reserves with borrowings. We had to literally go to Wall Street to pay the city for that money.
That makes no sense.
Have. Yeah. And that got the attention of state legislators, Chuck Clemens, Keith Perry, and because we had $2 billion in debt. That $2 billion in debt, if it's not paid by the customers, it becomes the state coming in. So that's the setup for what happened with House Bill 1645 and why we're in the situation now where the city no longer is the governing body of the utility. Even though it's owned by the city commission no longer decides the rates, decides the general fund transfer, and the business decisions for the utility.
Which none of them are utility experts in any way, shape, or form. Probably very few of them even understand some of the basics of a P&L sheet or whatever. And they just didn't understand it. And it became a huge task, a big deal, especially once they start to accrue this kind of debt. So the governor comes in and he says, all right, we're going to put a panel together. So your feeling as the general manager and CEO, is this panel doing right by the ratepayers?
Well, you don't have to listen to me. All you have to do is read Fitch's report. Fitch is one of the top three bond rating agencies, and they said that the authority is effective in what they're doing. It takes a lot for a rating agency to opine on the governance structure, and they did. And in addition to that, they said that they affirmed our A-plus rating, and at that affirmation, they indicated that they would like to see continued reduction in the general fund transfer, the money that goes to the city, because it keeps rates lower. We pay off our debt. We do things that a business would do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, what your dad or my dad would probably say, if you're in a hole, don't dig deeper.
Right. There's a fiduciary responsibility. You as the CEO and general manager fully understand that. The city folks obviously still don't get it. Why are they pushing so hard to pull back this power in which they weren't effectively using? They were more destructive in what they were doing than being helpful. Why do they want that back again? They want a second bite at the apple now?
Yeah, I think all you have to do is listen to, the Alachua Chronicle is a great...
They do a great job.
They do a great job. Jen Cabrera and her group over there, they document the city commission meetings. And all you have to do is listen to what they say. They want to get, Brian Eastman, James Ingalls, constantly talk about getting control of the utility again. And one of the items on, and we haven't talked about the referendum at this point, but one of the items on the referendum is to remove the cap on the general fund transfer, which means it can go to whatever they like.
Remove the cap.
Think about that.
And these are the same entity, at least, different players maybe, but the same ones that took $68 million more than GRU produced in profits.
Now you're getting the picture.
All right. So on that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, you can give us more of the positive of the changes, how they're impacting rate payers and then the future of this road to, fiscally being in on good, solid turf. All right. So we'll get that next. We're talking to General Manager and CEO of GRU, Ed Belarski, and we'll continue with part two next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Good morning and welcome. We're in the middle of the 9 o'clock stretch on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:18. We're talking your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we're talking to General Manager and CEO of GRU, Ed Belarski, laid down kind of the past and what this municipally owned utility has been through, from a shining rock star of a utility company to being mired in debt to over $2 billion in debt at one point. And then in this segment, I wanted Ed to get an opportunity to tell us, give us some of the positive things. In other words, let me ask you this. Where does GRU rank now in rates compared to the rest of the utility companies statewide?
Bob, as close as March of 2023, a couple years ago, mm-hmm. the electric rates for residential customers was still number one in the state.
Number one highest in the state. That right. is a fact. I've said it before. Go ahead.
And now we're at number 14 out of like 38. So we're within literally $4 a month of the middle.
Mm.
And you say, wow. I mean, I was here with you last time.
Yeah.
And you were there like, hey, Ed, glad you have your job, but it's going to be a rough road.
I did, yes.
And one of the things that we've been able to do is reduce the general fund transfer that was going to the city because their profits that we're using to pay down debt. And you know what happens when you pay down debt. Interest expense goes down.
Mm-hmm.
We're saving somewhere in the order of $10 to $12 million a year in interest expense that we're not paying. We're entering into natural gas prepayments that are saving us on the order of $5 million a year.
Wasn't there a time when they didn't like that or the city didn't want you to do that?
I went to them year after year and they said, no, we don't like fossil fuels, so we don't want you to get into a natural gas prepayment. I said, well, we have 30, 40,000 natural gas customers. They would be not happy to hear that we're not going to be supplying them with natural gas. The authority, the board, recognizes that we'll be using gas for a while, and we're accruing those savings that are keeping rates low. By the way, for the past now for 2 years in a row, we haven't raised electric rates or natural gas rates. And that's what's allowing us to get closer to the average with other utilities like JEA, OUC, or Orlando Municipal right. Utilities. They're raising the rates, and we're keeping ours the same. So instead of recognizing that, folks on the commission will say, well, GRU hasn't reduced rates. Well, we haven't raised them while others have. That right. has the same effect.
Like airlines buy their fuel in bulk ahead of time when the fuel costs are lowest, and that saves, you know, the customers and the company money. It would be the same thing here. If you prepay for a huge amount of natural gas at a good rate, then you're going to be able to pass that good rate along to the customers. And they, the city council or city commission, for some strange reason, couldn't quite understand that. Well, they let this idea that it was a fossil fuel kind of get in the way.
Yes.
And so as we move forward and we see, you know, under a Trump administration and all that, he's going to roll back a lot of regulations. Is the Deerhaven plant running? What does it run on? And don't you have a stockpile of coal that you could utilize if you wanted to?
We have everything but the kitchen sink. We have a diversity of fuel that is probably number one in the state. We converted the Deerhaven 2 coal facility to run on natural gas. So when gas is cheap, we let it run on gas. When it's other than that, we'll use coal. Typically, coal is there as an emergency fuel.
Okay.
We only have a couple of gas lines coming into Florida, so coal is there when we're constrained on natural gas. It's pretty expensive right now.
It is.
Yeah, it's probably $6 a million BTU versus $2 or $3 a million
wow.
BTU.
Okay.
So it just isn't the, you know, and environmental regulations have changed a lot of that. We'll see where that goes. But we have a stockpile of about 60,000 tons on the ground out there for emergencies. We also have the wood at the biomass plant, but we're basically a natural gas facility.
What's that BTU? What would be that rating for the wood, for the biomass?
Well, the thing that you need to look at is the heat rate. We're at about, that's the amount of BTUs it takes to produce a kilowatt. There's about 13,000. Our best natural gas plants are around 8.
Okay.
So the efficiency is there with natural gas as opposed to wood. But, you know, you switch and swap when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of what we're continuing to build at GRU.
Hey, that's like good diversity.
That's it.
Wow.
That is a diversity that we proclaim at GRU.
All right. So what does the future hold? Where do you see things at GRU, you know, in the 5 to 10 year range? What's it going to look like? What are rates going to look like? You know, are we going to be using different fuels than we are now? What do you see?
Yeah, I think that natural gas is going to be there on the horizon. I think we're equipped to do that. We have a lot of older plants that we have a lot of institutional knowledge, a lot of great folks that are working every day to keep in the best shape possible. We're looking at opportunity out there. We didn't continue with the solar power purchase agreement. We had an agreement for 75 megawatts. They wanted an increased price that would have been more expensive than the fuel energy we produce. So we didn't continue. It was mutual. we agreed that we couldn't continue with that. And lo and behold, we're looking at excess solar capacity that's out there. We're seeing prices less than that now. Mm. In the future, we could go to that. We're operating as a business now. And it's, you know, when I worked for the city commission, they looked at it like it was a service. It was a nonprofit. That's not how we operate.
It had to produce a profit to make them happy because they took the profit whether it was there or not. So, yes, it's convenient when it's run like a business and profitable when they can take off the top.
Well, you know, here's a statistic and think about it. Since 2003, GRU has given 97% of its profits to the city commission.
Wow.
97. Now, remember, that profit has to pay for capital expenditures, equipment. That profit has to pay off debt. There was 3% left over.
For all those other things.
Right. That's why we're where we're at today. And it's why the city commission wants to have a referendum on the books to take control back from the authority, that state-mandated authority, because they want access to that general fund transfer. One of those referendum items is they will take the cap off of that general fund transfer. So they could indeed take $68 million more than the utility produced.
So if there was a referendum, the only people that would be eligible to vote in it would be city residents, even though 40% of the consumer base is outside the city limits.
Yes. And one of the things that people need to understand with that is through House Bill 1645, when the authority was created, those county residents were given representational mm-hmm. rights.
For the first time.
For the first time ever. 35,000 to 40,000 customers had a voice at the board of GRU. One of their representatives that was appointed would speak, you know, for those county residents. So when I hear that what the governor has done and the state has done is not democratic, it doesn't listen to the voter.
Keep it local, they say. Yeah,
keep
right.
it local.
Yeah, right.
It does the opposite.
Right. It's a small group of people calling all the shots for the entire group, and the entire group doesn't have a voice if it goes back to the old way.
Exactly.
And back to the old way, we've already shown, is not the good way.
Yes. Nope. And I think the path forward is for GRU to continue operating as a business, continuing thinking of the customer first. That's one of our programs, customer first. Having all the programs that benefit the customer, modernizing the system, and continuing to keep rates low and bills affordable.
Right on. Ed Belarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU. And quite frankly, the saga continues. I know we'll be talking about this for some time in the future, and we appreciate your time, Ed. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:37. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also just happens to be a happy hump day, Trump day, as Trump continues to win. Example number 372.
No exaggeration whatsoever.
Transgender swimming champion Leah Thomas will be stripped of University of Pennsylvania swimming titles after the Ivy League school bowed to pressure from the Trump administration. Well, they didn't bow to the pressure. They bowed to what pressure would be presented by actually enforcing the law. It's something that happened in 1972. You may have heard of it. It's called Title IX. Hello, University of Pennsylvania, read the flippin' law. Yeah. Before you have dudes swimming with girls, and before you have dudes stripping down in the changing rooms and locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No, what could possibly be wrong with that? Are you kidding me? The university also issued formal apologies to every biological female competitor who lost out to a transgender competitor following an investigation by the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. You mean women have civil rights too?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What is this, the time of suffrage all over again? What is this? Next thing you want them to drive cars and vote.
I say give sheep the vote.
Yep.
The probe found UPenn violated Title IX by allowing a male to compete in female athletic programs and occupy female-only intimate facilities. Again, I mean, as a parent, I knew this was not a good thing. How could these people... anyway.
Yeah.
Today's resolution agreement with UPenn is another example of the Trump effect in action. Thanks to the leadership of President Trump, UPenn has agreed both to apologize for its past Title IX violations and to ensure that women's sports are protected at the university for future generations of female athletes. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said that in a statement yesterday. That is a win. That is a win for women, women's sports, and it is not hateful or malicious toward biological males that want to compete with women. The situation there is, sorry about that. That's just not going to work. That is not going to work. But you are welcome to compete against biological males, which, oh, that's right, Leah Thompson did that just prior to deciding that she was a female swimmer.
Well, didn't do that well, you know, swimming against the guys, so.
Still good enough to swim on a scholarship for an Ivy League school.
Yes.
So he's not terrible.
Not terrible, but not ahead of the pack.
No.
So.
I'll give up my gender for a trophy. Oh, not today.
But yet really,
not me.
But yet really didn't commit, shall we say.
Fully commit. He didn't
fully commit. He did not. No.
All right. Oh, Trump giving out some great advice. And you know he does. He's always full of great advice.
Oh, yeah. And you don't even have to ask for it.
People were asking him about, hey, you know, this Alcatraz, this alligator Alcatraz thing. I mean, it really is surrounded by alligators, isn't it? And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, it actually is. It's called the Everglades.
Yeah.
A lot of alligators live here. You might have heard of a university. There's so many alligators, they named a university after the alligator. President Donald Trump offered some advice on outrunning the Florida wildlife to illegal immigrants who may try to escape the new detention center in the Everglades. And he said, you know, don't run straight. You know, he gave them the zigzag pattern.
Because they're fast.
They are very fast in short bursts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've got to run quickly, change direction. Better to avoid getting very close to them to begin with. They're surprisingly and shockingly fast.
Yeah, that's the best advice, the stay away from part.
Yes, and just like all wild animals, they're unpredictable. The difference is this one has the ability to, you know, crush your ribs and breathing apparatus and quickly drown you in the water and then come back and eat you later when your flesh is beginning to rot.
But other than that, they're like puppies.
Other than that. Well, don't kid yourself.
Mm-mm.
You played with puppies and their little teeth?
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Mm-hmm.
They hurt.
So anyway, he offered some advice. And, of course, you know, he said it's not a nice business. I guess that's the concept. The snakes are fast, but the alligators? We're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator if they escape prison. And it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't run in a straight line. Run like this. And he had his hand going back and forth. Yeah. It does honestly teeter on the inhumane a little bit, not being as humane. The important thing is this detention center is going to provide a clean, safe environment for people to transition to making their way back to their home country or a third country. They're being deported. And this is a very safe way to do it. And a large population won't be exposed in case there is, you know, breakouts or whatever. And no, I don't think the attempt will be made. I think that the idea of what's out there will be enough that the folks that are staying there temporarily will understand that it's in their best interest to just, you know, play by the rules. And when it's time to get on the plane, get on the plane.
On the what?
De plane! Get on de plane!
Sorry, folks.
They keep telling me, get on de plane! And I keep saying, I'm getting in the plane! That's right. On the plane!
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah, you be a wing walker.
Yeah, no thank you.
Okay. All right, so anyway, wait.
Uh-oh.
No, the lefties are not happy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Democrat Florida State Rep Angie Nixon. Oh, Angie, babe. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite getting this one. She claims that Trump is building a modern-day concentration camp. No, that's not what's happening at all. But according to her, she said, this isn't about safety. This is actually about Donald Trump building modern-day concentration camps in an effort to disappear people from our communities.
They like that word, don't they?
Well, they do. But yes, he wants them to disappear from our communities and go back to their communities.
You mean back home?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Donald Trump's blueprint for America now has become barbed wire and broken families.
Oh, my God.
You don't make America great again by doing these types of things. All he's simply doing is returning our country to the worst chapters of our history. No, he's returning some of the worst people to their own countries.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't get that. And then she also added, they want to take $450 million of our taxpayer money, and instead of ensuring that we don't have cuts to Medicaid or addressing issues like the rising cost of property insurance or quality schools for our kids to go to, they want to blow racist dog whistles and push xenophobia instead of handling the things that Floridians and real Americans care about. I don't know if you looked at some of the information based on the last election, young lady. But the vast majority of people that voted for Trump voted because they wanted secure borders, and people that didn't belong here, they would like them to leave.
And the money she's talking about is not coming from where she wants it to be from. It was money from FEMA, who are actually kicking veterans out of hotels and actually filling up New York City hotels to the point that people couldn't get a room because they were spending lots of money on illegals.
And a lot more money. A lot more money than this $450 million. This is actually a fiscally responsible move by the governor and at the federal level as well. And she doesn't quite understand that. And, it's great to have lower property insurance and quality schools. And hopefully they can talk and chew gum at the same time in Tallahassee. And they're working on these things. But, look, I want kids to be able to go to quality schools. But you know what I also want them to be able to do? Get to the school and get home from the school safely.
Oh, not kidnapped, raped, killed, the way that so many have been.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But Joy Reid, she goes one better.
Oh, she usually does.
Yeah, it's not just a concentration camp.
Yeah.
Old Joy Reid had to one-up this Florida congresswoman.
Uh-huh.
And she said, it's a concentration camp to round up brown people.
Oh, okay.
Brown people.
Wow. It's amazing how people like her and a few of these are the most racist people in the world, and yet I don't even know how they keep their jobs. I mean, knowing what has happened to other folks in the past for very minor comments.
Well, maybe she's just trying to get attention for her recently launched podcast. Because, she's no longer MSNBC host.
Right, right.
Yeah. So this is her way to, hey, it's Joy.
I'm still here.
I need some attention over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concentration camp to round up brown people.
Just funny how Joy isn't very joyful, and Sunny is not very sunny, and Angel's not one.
From the file, try that in a neighborhood near us, right? Downtown L.A., anti-ICE protesters block 6th Street Bridge. Okay, again, it's from the file. Ain't going to happen around here.
No.
Things that make you smile is coming up next. We're looking for upbeat, positive, count your blessings kind of thoughts. And we ask you to share those with us. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it's an easy one. What makes me smile is another day in paradise shaping up to be a beautiful, sunny Florida day. Thank you, good Lord. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. This maybe isn't a huge smile, but I do want to send a reminder. You know how we promote the podcast, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get them, Spotify, Apple, our own Odyssey app, all those things. It's very easy. You just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And really, this one, anything to do with GRU, this was a very compelling interview that really encompassed kind of the whole story when it comes to where were we, where are we now, where are we headed, and the GRU and the general manager and CEO, Ed Belarsky. I just think that it is definitely worth taking a look at, a listen to, I guess I would say, via the podcast if you have any questions about that, especially if you're a registered voter in the city of Gainesville. This will help to give you the information and knowledge that you need on that particular subject. All right, let's go to Gene. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. This is your old buddy, Gene, a Walking Dead photographer.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to say, many things makes me smile, and I'll try to keep it short, but I wanted to call and say hearing your voice is making me smile. I just glad to hear you're back. You're on air after your situation recently. And just hearing you say what you said a few minutes ago about ain't going to happen here. We have so many things to be thankful for here in Florida, here in America. We got the upcoming 4th of July. We should be thankful for so many things. And I've got a daughter that's just starting work as a physical therapist in Virginia after many years of schooling. And there's just, again, there's just so many things for us to be thankful for.
No doubt. Totally agree with you. And good luck to your daughter. What a wide open, awesome field that is. Hey, coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. One of Harry Potter creators, J.K. Rowling, her loudest LGBTQ social media critic, Stephen Ireland, who made it one of his life's goals to destroy Rowling's career and life after she began speaking strongly in favor of women's rights and against the encroachment of transgenderism in women's spaces. But this month, Ireland's own life went down the drain after a U.K. court threw him in prison for the next 3 decades. Stephen Ireland, who targeted me with endless abuse on here because I oppose chemical castration of children and the removal of protected spaces for women, she said he has just been sentenced to 30 years in jail for child rape. Yeah, to that we say good luck, pedo. That's your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.